This is Pure Decking, show number 292 for Thursday, January something. I don't really care. Let's say 18th, January 18th, 1976. I'm Morps. I'm drinking, what is this? Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale, and it is fantastic. And tonight, oh, I skipped half the damn intro. Shit. I jumped lines. this is Pure Decking for whatever. This is a show about stuff that interests me, like information security, pointing out how rigged the game is, and admitting that no amount of drinking has made the pain stop. Tonight, we have... Are you? What are you drinking?
It is me. I am drinking a large glass of water because it is radioactively hot. Unfortunately, we have nobody who is drinking red wine tonight. Therefore, we're going to have to skip what toaster pastry are you pairing your wine with.
Unfortunately, we'll see if Madman's going to show up later, but for the moment. So a couple weeks ago, I had asked for feedback from the listeners about, you know, where you want to see the station go. And Juver responded, and it was quite poignant. He said, "Since you asked, put down the crack pipe. Don't ask the internet what to do." Which I'm pretty sure RU's told me the same thing in the past.
We're of a hive mind over here.
So, yeah, he's like, do not ask the internet what to do. Love it. He actually said more autopilot. He said it'd be cool to have the show, whenever I post new shows, to have the link automatically show up on Reddit, Twitter, Internet Archive, and automatically upload it to YouTube, BitChute, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Shit, I don't want to put the show in all those places.
I thought you already had a full-time job.
I do.
Yeah, I do. You see where we're going with this?
He did suggest t-shirt designs and a Patreon for profit.
Well, yeah, everyone knows my position on marketing, advertising, and stuff with this station. I just prefer there to be no money involved. Money just ruins things, you know, like sex. If I was to have sex with Morps, his friendship would be over.
I'm fairly certain that would be a friendship ender.
There's the first shirt we can print. If I fuck you, our friendship is over. Galaxy 15, support the robot uprising.
God!
Oh, sex droid repairman. There we go.
And just have a mechanic sitting next to a confused-looking R2-D2.
Like, dude, if you work, you know, IT or something, especially if you're the dude who plugs the printer in, that would be a great work shirt.
Sex droid mechanic.
Yeah, Arnold sex droid mechanics for all your used parts. It's slightly gross in its own way. Oh, God, could you just think of, like, a used Fry's electrical for fucking... robots, sex parts, gross, but entertaining.
You just have all these parts soaking in the same blue shit the barber uses for their scissors.
That's pretty much it. Seagulls on the roof outside just ominously looking at people, waiting for them to drop something. We were talking about t-shirts and a Patreon, and now I'm going big.
Where is
Big? Oh, there you go.
I haven't seen him in like a year.
Yeah, he's on an adventure with life. I really don't know, man. Huh. Yeah, but I hope he's safe. I hope he's having a good time and the STDs don't flare up too badly.
Well, you know.
But on t-shirts, man, I'm totally cool. Well, if you or anybody else want to organize, do t-shirts, and if you put the work in, you deserve the money. That's all I'm saying. I don't want a cent.
At one point, we started playing with the idea of doing t-shirts, and we just didn't get very far.
Well, because somebody has to do the work. Really, at the end of the day, that's what a lot of this has come down to with the station is, fuck it. We just don't want to do the work anymore. Because it is goddamn fucking hard, especially when you've got, when we were really up and running and we had shows going left, right, and center, that was fucking hard work.
Well, I also didn't have as many hours at the place I was working. Well, I had hours, but I usually got out early. So I would I'd get home in the afternoons and have all kinds of time. Nowadays, I'm lucky to make it home by 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm worn out when I get home.
And no, I'm just a lazy bastard. So that rules me out. But yeah, feel free. If you want to even print your own shirts that say Galaxy 15, something like that on it, go right ahead.
Well, I was playing around with a new logo.
I get really weird looks when I wear the Gathering t-shirt that we
The pirate,
all have.
Yeah, porn and free shit
people,
or whatever it was.
Yeah, people see that and they're like, fuck, stay away from him. He's fucking weird. I think it's the big skull and crossbones and ones and zeros. And then the words pornography and beer in the same sentence. Go right ahead. Do print shirts, do whatever. And Morphs, me and you discuss the Patreon thing. I don't know if you want to do that on air, but...
I don't know how comfortable I'd be doing a Patreon for the station stuff, because we have a lot of music that plays on the station that we don't compensate anybody for the music. We asked the artist for permission, Big and I think Suave put some time in too. We all got a hold of everyone who was sending us music and made sure that they were cool with us just throwing it out there on the internet.
And I think a lot of it too, if we did start charging and making money off the station, we would have misrepresented ourselves to these people that we were a non-for-profit, don't make any money, we're doing this just for ourselves. Because that's really how we approach those people.
Oh, sure.
Like, hey, we don't make any money, so we can't give you any money, but we'd really like to play music. Would you like platform play music? And some of those bands have gone on and have made some serious coin now.
Sure.
And they still let us play their old stuff.
Or more accurately, they never sent us a note asking us to stop.
Yeah, exactly. The website's there. They're not hard to get hold of us. Myself, I tune in the station almost daily, at least for 2-3 hours a day. If I'm in TeamSpeak, I've got the station on in the background. And I said to Morps, if we're going to do anything new, I would just like to see some of the old content come back on 1 hour a day, that would be about it. That's all I'd be doing, because the front page still looks good. Everything functions well. But I know you're more thinking of the Icecast server.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, internet radio's kind of been dead for a while. And I was just like, well, is that really still the platform to be on? But you had the really good point that if we tried to do a YouTube or something like that, we're kind of subject to the rules of whatever platform you go to, even though that's kind of the thing now. So, how quickly would we get our asses kicked off Twitch or YouTube Live or Facebook, for God's sake?
I don't think we can't. We couldn't even do Twitch. Our language alone would have us kick banned pretty quick, because I think even alluding to things on there is against the rules. Jumping into the pond of YouTube, no thanks. Not because it's a dying platform, because it's a spotlight platform. You're on there, you're in the eyes of everyone they're just alarmist police. Oh my God, think of the children. Don't think of them like that. See, that would get us kicked off YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you made a pedophile joke. Oh my God. Fuck off.
Yeah, and like, seriously, the way we drive this car, it's like a 12-car smash-up derby. We're not really worried about dinting the panels. The veneer, we know it's not buffing out. You know what I mean?
I like Cycros' suggestion. Pornhub.
Pornhub, yeah. Even there, I think we'd probably be a little risque.
They don't censor as much.
Yeah, the Pornhub, maybe. Get some trees planted.
We'll keep that on the short list.
Yeah, that's a definite maybe. I could be at least proud of saying, hey, everybody, I got a show on Pornhub. And they'd be, 90% are going, fuck, is this cunt doing porn? And 10% are going, is this cunt doing porn? I want to see this. And you're like, fuck off, Dad. Stop going to Pornhub.
Another 20% going, is this guy doing porn? I don't want to see this, but I don't think I'm strong enough not to look.
Okay, we're just dual boot boxes here. We got the eye bleach over here, and we're going to press and play.
That would be kind of funny, though, to do a completely non-pornographic, you know, whatever this show is, on Pornhub. There's
Minecraft on Pornhub. Let's play.
Is there really?
Yeah, there's some really twisted shit. Because some Minecrafters get really into the role-playing aspect of it, and that's why it ends up on Pornhub.
God. It would be kind of funny, though. I was just thinking that it would be really funny to do something like that, just as a... I mean, even if it's just a lark, just, you know, throwing it up on Pornhub.
I don't know. In the way the internet's running right now, I don't think we should get rid of our Icecast stream, because who knows how locked down shit's going to get. What if, radio does come back, because only people who have their own streams and stuff have the content that people want to hear.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, anything you do on YouTube is either going to be super controversial or as incontroversial as possible, so they don't get demonetized.
And one thing, too, the station's always given me a platform to have a voice in a country where we don't really have free speech. The station's always allowed me to say whatever the fuck I want, whenever I want, without censorship. So that's always good.
I'm too lazy to censor this shit.
Really, that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. None of us could really be asked to do it all properly.
Let's be really real here. The reason I started doing this station was because I wanted to figure out, well, one, I wanted to see if I could, and two, I wanted to learn audio. So,
and I wanted to spew hate. That was my thing.
But, you know, and it, side benefits.
Well, at the time, when we first started doing this, the mainstream media had just started drifting off down the crazy hole. And getting away from news, I mean, really started drifting down the crazy hole. Right now, where we're at, there's no satire anymore, because everything is satire. You don't know what is, what isn't.
You say that. You think about it. Who do most people actually get their news from nowadays? You know, it's from Colbert. It's from, John Oliver.
Yeah, this current year guy.
All these people who used to be on The Daily Show, and now they're doing late night comedy or whatever, or other comedians who've taken the same format. And that's where people get their fucking news analysis from, is comedians, you know, crowing because they hate Trump or something. And it's just like, which is fine. I mean, I don't care what your politics are. Don't like Trump? Fine. He's a giant Cheeto and an asshole. Who cares?
But he's a shit.
I mean, it's just... I don't know.
Well, we were never
sad,
really...
Because what happened this is to the closest... actually... And, you know, real just facts?
Well, this is the closest... This show gets the closest to doing any real news that this station's ever done. IHN was just the way of, like, blowing off steam at the end of the week, because shit was getting out of control. Mainly that was why IHN was there. But yeah, to what we want to do with it, to where we want to go, who knows what shows we want to do next year or this year? Who knows what craziness is going to come down the pipe where one of us just decide, right, I've got to do a show about this. I've got to get this out of there. And at least we'll have that platform to throw your voice down, record, and distribute.
Yeah, right. There's that. So, I'm fairly certain most of the people who listen to this are pulling it off the RSS feed. Or, you
probably.
Know, whenever Juver throws it into Reddit, I think a lot of people get it from there.
Thank you, Juver, for doing the work that we just don't want to.
That can probably... That, you know, he asked me to automate that. That one probably actually can be. Look into that one.
So going forward, I think we're doing pretty well. We've been here for a long, long time.
Haven't figured out how to quit yet. I've tried a couple of times.
and to be honest, man, I think spreading ourselves out, like, yeah, it'd be great, but I don't want fans. That's creepy. Like, that's why I don't really go to the IRC. I like you guys. I think you guys are cool, but some fans get a little creepy. Like, meet up creepy. All right, you want to go on to
Yeah, we can move on to that. I guess
like just, we never really cleared anything up.
But. No, we haven't. But honestly, I don't ever see myself doing a Patreon. I'm just not interested, truth be told. If I'm going to do a Patreon or if I'm going to do anything that I think could generate actual money, it's not going to be related to the Galaxy 15 name, just because I don't want to. I just don't want to mix it up. You know, I don't want to go there with that because, you know, something I'm playing around with is I took some of that game, some of our game footage and cut it up, made a little test video, and I didn't think it was bad. And,
good.
You know, we could start putting some of that stuff up. But if I ever monetize it, you know, even if it was something stupid, like it makes, $100 a year, right?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody in our tour group would be terribly upset about it, but just, you never know who's going to say, well, where's my cut?
That's, and there's precedent for that.
Yeah, that has happened, hasn't it?
It has. Not that I expect anyone to do it, but also, too, I have a theory. I've run it past Morps. He probably doesn't want me to say it. Morps gets really bored, kids. And every now and then, he just has to destroy something to rebuild it.
I wanted to destroy something beautiful.
Exactly. And this time, he's like, fuck it. I don't want to clean the house. I'm going to rebuild Galaxy 15. No, go clean the fucking house, Morps. Get your shit together.
I'm trying.
Every 6 months or so, Morps comes. He goes, I think I need to rebuild the station. It's just Morps being bored. Don't worry, kids. It'll still be here tomorrow.
Well, it's not that it wouldn't be here. It just may look different.
Yeah, certainly it's playing country and western.
If we're going to do that, I'd at least go back and get shit off archive.org from, like, the 20s. Like, you know, if you're going to go country, get real country.
Some of the open source stuff now that's run out of its licensing.
Well, I mean, there's all that shit in the 30s and 40s that nobody can figure out if it's actually still copyrighted or not, so nobody touches it. So, because the laws get all messed up. So,
throw some dubstep over the top. Got a whole new genre.
There you go. Well, I think somebody did that once. I don't remember the name of the song now, but there is at least one dubstep song that's got that country twist to it. Anyways, doesn't matter. So, lead story tonight is the Hawaii false alarm and how they got that password. It's just funny. So this is from
the
Sophos.
User joined your channel.
Well, there's Madman. What the fuck are you drinking and where the hell have you been?
I am drinking scotch and I've been on the phone selling things and learning about flu deaths.
That is, in which order?
First, I was attempting to sell a car, and then I found out about people dying of the flu.
Okay.
Is that in the NHS in Britain?
Oh, no. That's a couple miles north of me. A newborn, an 8-year-old, and a 12-year-old all died of the flu.
Damn.
Were they given the vaccine?
I think the 12-year-old may have been. The newborn wasn't because it's too.
No, they fucked up the flu vaccine this year. It's only like 10% effective.
Okay, so you've heard that too. I didn't know whether it was just bullshit floating around the internet or it's true because...
No, I've heard that reported several places.
Okay.
Yeah, they kind of guess which strains of the flu are going to be most prevalent that year.
Yeah.
So at any time when they're issuing those vaccines, they're never 100% effective and it's all just the best guess. So.
Well, the problem is that they usually go to China to start getting their strains that they think are going to be the big strain. And that worked for years, except China is not really as much of a third world country as it used to be. So because China's becoming less of a shithole.
I was waiting for you to say it.
Yeah, I didn't even realize the joke I made until you just said it. Whoops. Topical humor. Yeah, so because China's been getting better, they're guessing at what flu's going to be important by going over there is not as useful.
Oh, this is almost like their exit poll data for elections now. It's not even fucking close.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, Madman, just so you can touch on it here, because you remember a couple of weeks ago I asked for feedback on the station.
Yeah.
Juver said, stop asking the internet what to do. And but then he suggested t-shirt designs and maybe even setting up a Patreon, which I'm not I'm the t-shirt designs could be fun, but as far as a Patreon goes, I don't know that I'm terribly interested in that, at least not for J15.
The t-shirt should be cool. As far as a Patreon, what do you think you would need funding for? And if you think you could use it, I'm cool with it. But you're the only one actively on here. I mean, we show up for your show and sometimes do research for it, but at this point, G15 is decking, unless we can get other podcasts on it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm playing with cutting up some videos for YouTube, so. But that's
but
literally
t-shirts
just
could
playing
be cool.
around, so we could see what comes from that. But are you thinks I just get bored and rebuild the station every 6 months, which may or may not be true.
Well, that's also true, but more than one thing can be true at the same time. So we could need a direction to go in, and you're still going to get bored every 6 months, and the box is actually housing G15. They might be on a Linux box this month. You might see how many Commodores it takes to run the broadcast box.
Four.
And heat your apartment in strange ways.
What have I told you about giving him ideas?
Hey, he's got five of them in his closet. Three of them are taking up space.
He's looking in that closet now, you realize. He's going, yeah, I wonder how many it will take. Fuck.
Well,
the fourth one can get on the internet.
I have a Commodore 64 that I can get on the internet. Now, granted,
that's the fourth one.
Yeah, the network card for that one actually has more processing power than the Commodore 64. But you can totally do audio processing with them. You'd need to ship the audio somewhere, but shit.
You're gonna ship it to the tape drive, record direct to tape, and then just play that somewhere. They have a tape drive. It's a little cassette tape drive.
It's called a data set. God. All right. Somebody yell nerd. I don't care. Anyway, so
I'm sitting there going, it's not a fucking tape drive.
I'm going to call it what I want to call it.
It's the thingy housey with the spinny things on the side.
Yeah, that can read credit cards.
Ow, my
and
nose.
And Morph's died. All right, let's launch nukes.
Okay, so just
that happened in Hawaii. That's a story we could cover.
Yeah, that's what we're starting with. So, a false alarm about a ballistic. This is from the Naked Security blog on Sophos. So, a false alarm about a ballistic missile, a panic-stricken populace running for cover, and a governor in the FCC chief dissing your agency's lack of safeguards or process controls, and adds to dash of the ludicrous. To the unsavory dish that this week, a conspiracy theory about how these accidental missile alerts weren't accidental at all. How could things possibly get any worse for people in Hawaii? The worstitude, that's a word now apparently, comes from the flimsiest but all too familiar form, a yellow sticky note. Spotted in an Associated Press photo from July at the agency's headquarters at Diamond Head, bearing a password stuck to a computer screen. There's a press photographer in the room. Richard Raposa, a spokesperson for the HIEMA, told Hawaii News Now that the password is authentic and was used for an internal application. Raposa would not say what application the password unlocked, but he doesn't think it's in use anymore. And heck, although leaving passwords in plain sight isn't the best approach to security, it wasn't a big deal piece of software, he said. Raposa has a lot on his plate, especially when it comes to questions about the retro user interface that's getting blamed for the oops missile alert click. For those who are curious about the interface, they put a photo of it out on Monday showing that there are no wrong button push, just the wrong line on a screen, two lines up from the right line, differentiated only by altitude and the word drill. And then on Tuesday, the EMCA said, no, that image was sent in error. That's not it at all. That's a false alarm image. But no, sorry, we won't provide you with the actual photo of the interface, but we can tell you it includes a drop-down menu. Well, whoop-de-doo, Basil. It's nice to hear that somebody decided not to send an image to the actual interface. So, anyways, the theory here is that the yellow sticky note on the picture of July that might be how that missile alert was set off, that somebody's got the picture from the Associated Press, blew up the post-it note, logged in, and set off the missile alert in Hawaii. That's a theory. There's no proof of it. At least nobody's admitted to it. But I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, yeah, it's a theory, but I'm thinking Bob just pushed the wrong fucking button at the command.
You suck.
What gets me is that it took 38 minutes to go, oops.
Yeah, you'd like, think the person who was trying to fire the drill would have been, oh, right, my bad.
Yeah, that's a mistake you really want to own quick.
I'm not sure if it came from outside, because Bob got reassigned to a different department.
Yeah, see, that's called a fall guy?
Could be. I'm just kind of surprised no one got fired.
It's the government. Nobody gets fired from a government job.
Yeah, you just get moved sideways. Well, yeah, I call bullshit on it being hacked. I think they pushed the wrong button, and in a panic of like, oh fuck, we did something wrong, going up the chain of command to see how they could fix it, it took 38 minutes. Where the dude at the top is just going to like rescind it, idiots.
Like, you just go on the news and say, we fucked up, sorry, we're not about to die, pull your children out of the sewer, please, they're going to get cholera. You didn't see videos of this, right?
Yeah. I've seen tons of stuff. I may have seen that.
If you've seen Black Friday shopping videos, then yeah, it's pretty much similar.
Oh, okay.
It's stupid that you're pulling open manhole covers, dropping your children in, and then videotaping it to Facebook and YouTube and not going down there yourself.
Yeah, that is one of those questions of why are you filming?
Yeah, because there's not really going to be much infrastructure to upload it to.
So, anyways, but I don't know. So, if you're going to be the dumbass to keep passwords on post-it notes on your monitor, make sure you're not posing for press photos in front of your monitor. You know,
take them down whenever the press are going through the room.
Or don't put them on your fucking monitor. Put them in like your, you know, if you've got to write your passwords down, put them in like your wallet or one of those locking apps like a LastPass or a what's 1Password or, you know, get any of the password managers for your phone that doesn't look sketchy as fuck and have ads.
Stick it in your desk.
Yeah, you know, a locked desk drawer, that might be acceptable. Although desk drawer locks are actually fairly easy to pick. I don't think I want to admit how I know that.
Like, locks keep honest people out. That's all it is.
True. So, yeah, just don't. I mean, and honestly, if they are using some ancient-ass AS-400 system, which wouldn't really be surprising for running these missile alerts because, well, I mean, shit, I think they still use... They used some computer from the 70s to run parts of the nuclear system.
You know, feel safe.
That was the story a few years ago about how they were still using the 5 1/4 floppies. No, they weren't. They were using the giant ones. They were using like the 11 1/4.
It was the only reason. That's the only reason Kodak was still in business.
Oh, what's also great are the two airmen. I think these people should have been promoted. But they were so bored, they figured out how to one-man the launch.
Yep, hey. That's classic red teaming. I'd say they should have at least gotten like a bonus or something.
Yeah.
Now they don't leave people in the launch room that long anymore. You're not going to get that bored again. I don't know if they fixed the problem. I do know the problem, the fix is classified. And
hey, Bob,
they've
hey, Bob,
the
check out
duration
what
in that room.
Hey, Bob, check out what I can do. No, I don't need your key.
You know what the fix is? The fix is they probably put a speed bump in the middle of the room so you couldn't run around it. It's just a cubicle wall, something so you couldn't quite make it in time to do it.
Also, like, dude, you'd want at least two people in there. You can't trust just one man.
Well, you know, somebody could have a psychotic break and the voices in their head tell them that it's the only way they're going to solve it. Or, you know, maybe they read a presidential tweet, misunderstand what he said, and, you know, it's like, well, fuck it, I'll nuke North Korea. Here.
Yeah.
I mean, problem solved, bitch.
I got your back, sir.
I got authorization directly from Twitter. See? The president is verified. He has the blue check mark.
Wait a minute. Oh, shit. That could... I don't think there's been a ruling on this yet. Because it's a quote-unquote verified account, which means most people trust that those tweets are actually coming from Trump, could he tweet orders? It's not a secure channel, so it'd be stupid, but could he?
He's a commander-in-chief, and I suppose... I think there's going to be some legal technicalities there.
If you're that guy and you're sitting, you know, by the nuclear silos, and your phone goes off, and you just got a DM from, you know, the real Donald J. Trump, and it said, "Bill, launch the missiles." I mean,
apart from going, "Fuck, he knows my name," that's cute. Wouldn't you need the Joint Chiefs or something to sign off on? You know, taking out another country.
That's
technically
actually,
no.
It's a bit
but
of a
that
debate.
Is the way it works.
Yeah, that's what I would have. I would hope it would work that way. That not one man could just go, you know what? I've had enough of your shitty press corps. Yeah, Tomahawk missile, fucking downtown New York
that's an unlawful
Washington
order.
Post.
You cannot order the United States military to attack the United States.
Attack CNN international headquarters in London.
Yeah, he probably could do. Well, London's an ally. That might be kind of tricky. I think he can do that, though.
Well, he can do it. London's an ally doesn't mean you're part of the U.S. Now, technically, no president has a button to launch nukes. What they have is a button to tell somebody to launch nukes. So that person can refuse. And I know of one time in history that happening. It was by a Russian general who failed to end the world, so congrats on saving or not ending the world. And that happened in the 80s. Their missile detection system was crap, and they thought the U.S. just launched, like, all of our nukes over the North Pole to end the world. And this dude's like, that could also be a flock of geese. We're going to wait 10 minutes.
And everyone is glad he did.
Yep, and everyone's glad that he did. Our system is somewhat similar.
So we're pretty much talking about, you know, a hot shots routine here. It was some of those comedy movies from the 90s. We get a squad of F-18s inbound. No, I just sneezed on the radar. Things like that.
I wouldn't be surprised. That shit probably happens way more often than anyone wants to admit.
It does. I've heard too many stories from ex-military. Like, I'm bored testing these radio signals. Let's broadcast them live and see what happens.
God.
Or who was
the
it?
The answer
was,
is...
Was Was that Diasid who was recording shit from a Korean bar and then broadcasting it on
the net? Oh, yeah,
and
then playing it over secured channels, yes.
Oh.
He got ordered to re-scramble codes that should not have been breakable 3 times because he was... playing recorded South Vietnamese bar talk over a secured channel.
Wow.
He also sent a test signal of live, and it happens to be the same tone as a missile lock. So every aircraft that the U.S. Possessed in the area decided to start taking evasive maneuvers because phantom jets were locking onto them. And they're calling for AWACS support because nothing's showing up on their radar and somebody has to be able to see this thing because we're the only ones with super awesome stealth technology, right?
At this point, I'm not even mad. I am super impressed.
Yeah, the logs of that test may have been misfiled so that he wasn't court-martialed.
Wow.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Yes,
well,
cops happen.
Yeah, speaking of the Russians, this one is from spectrum.iaee.org. Last November, news emerged that Russian President Vladimir Putin had approved a plan to create an independent internet by the 1st of August 2018. First reported by the Russian news agency RT, the alternate internet would be used by the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and shield them from possible external influence, the Kremlin's press secretary Dmitry Peskov told RT. We all know that the chief administrator of the, or we all know who the global internet is, Peskov said, and due to its volatility, we think it's about how to ensure our national security. Putting aside for the moment Peskov's insinuation that the chief administrator of the internet, the ICANN, which abides by California state laws, would mess around with Russia's access to the network, the question remains, could Russia create its own alternative internet? Well, the short answer is yes, because anybody can spin up their own internet. All the technology is open source. They say the answer to your question is yes, says David Conrad, Chief Information Technology for ICANN. The internet's protocols are openly available, and because it's a network of interconnected networks, it's entirely possible to recreate a different network of interconnected networks. Sure, it's not even hard. You just have to spin up your own DNS infrastructure, your own IP infrastructure, link them all up, do some peering agreements. You could totally create your own separate internet-style network. Hypothetically, if Russia were...
It's already been done, so you just got to, like, stand on the shoulders of the first person who made it.
Oh, sure. You could probably even, like, standardize on a few things and make it better because you're not trying to implement as much shit. Hypothetically, if Russia wanted to do that, it would need to duplicate the hardware and software that currently manages internet traffic. That would likely involve setting up computer servers, copying existing databases, updating security features, reconfiguring some existing technology. In essence, they'd need their own DNS, the essential technology that underlies the existing internet, and among other things, translate domain names into computer-readable numbers that make up a domain's IP address. For an independent internet, Russia would have to establish three main components. They'd need a namespace, which is the structure that organizes internet traffic, the inquiries and responses for IP addresses, according to a hierarchy. They'd need bind. They would need a copy of bind. It's open source, not a problem. They'd need root servers and a root zone database, a network of computers that would be the first to respond to internet queries and point them to name servers further down the hierarchy. Okay, so they need some Dell R710s. You can get those on eBay for about $100. So, actually, I'm pretty sure those clusters for the root DNS servers are much bigger than a whole bunch of old R710s. But I'm just thinking, you know, think like the 90s movies of how the Russians would do it. It's like, we find computers on eBay. You know, it's like...
Hey, if it works.
It would. Bind is not even all that hard to run. Now, when you're doing the root DNS servers, there's a lot of them, but they're also, their IP schemes are actually geographically separated. They have different routes based on where you are to the same IP address. So, I mean, there's a lot more tech there. I'm kind of making light of it, but it's not that hard to spin up a bind server. Doing a root server for bind's a little bit more work, but again, it's a known quantity. You can look it up and see what the requirements are. It's not that hard. And they need to reconfigure their existing resolvers, the computers typically managed by internet service providers, which are also designated or designed to initiate the queries that lead to the final result. Resolvers also keep the responses in memory. So they're the down-the-line DNS servers. So pretty much, yeah, they would need to set up their own ICANN, basically, sever the connections from their ISPs to the real internet, and then point them at theirs. And it would just work for the most part. A lot of things. Psychosis, like Putin just wants IPv6. He's tired of waiting. could be. Now, if you were to do that, like if you were to spin up your own ICANN and then sever your links and have all your ISPs point to the new point to the Russian ICANN, websites that were hosted inside of the Russia network would continue to work, but anything that wasn't, like say a Google, or things like that. Google has Russian servers, so I don't know how that would play out. Honestly, with Google. But yeah, Galaxy 15. Galaxy 15 has no hosting in Russia. You would not be able to get at it off the Russian internet anymore. There'd be no route to it, and it'd have no way to even discover the name. It would basically be that it didn't exist, And any Russian servers that somebody else from outside Russia tried to go to, or outside this Russian internet tried to go to, you just wouldn't get to. It would just, they wouldn't be there. So
I wonder how long before a bridge was developed. Because somebody's like, I want to hook this end of the Ethernet cable and this end of the Ethernet cable together again.
Probably about 20 minutes. And the first person to plug that Ethernet cable in, because of all the people still trying to get to stuff that they couldn't connect to anymore, the routes that would go through that one Ethernet cable. Because it's not like all the ad addressing would disappear overnight, right? And, yeah, immediately somebody's going to try to bridge the two networks because they want to get to shit that they, you know, they don't have access to anymore. And you're gonna discover ghost routes between the two all the fucking time. So unless you get all the ISPs to agree to either a new IP numbering scheme or a pure IPv6, you could possibly pull that off. And then actually black hole a lot of the routes. Like, okay, you have to consider all of these United States subnets and all these other subnets that go to places that were on the old internet. You have to bogon those. I don't see how you do that, because, yeah, somebody's going to bridge it, and all that shit will just start working. It'll just be really slow.
And then the Russian ICANN and the U.S. ICANN, if they assign the same numbers to something?
It would depend on which one responds first, so it also would depend on where you are. So back to the article here, because it's kind of funny. Building out the technical assets to manage an alternate DNS is not a hard problem, says Internet Hall of Fame inductee and Farsight Security CEO Paul Vixie. You could build that out of a shopping bag of Raspberry Pis that cost $49 each, he said, referring to the NX. Yeah, you could totally build DNS. I use a Raspberry Pi. Well, I used to. It's actually a VM now. But I've ran the DNS for my house on a Raspberry. So, I mean, you totally could. The difficult...
They're going even more trash bin computer than we were. We're going to gather all the old cell phones and send them to Russia to run their internet.
You know, honestly, I wouldn't be all that upset if all these BRICS countries went off and made their own internet. You know how much less shit I'd have to deal with on a day-to-day basis going through those firewall logs?
All the Chinese botnets.
They're just gone.
Aren't showing up anymore.
They're just gone. So the article goes on that a lot of Russian users wouldn't be happy about it. It'd be hard to get the ISPs to buy into it. The ultimate answer is that while it's certainly possible, it's not going to be a very popular solution if they did it. And, yeah, if they're trying to strong-arm it via government edict, I mean, it could work, but I don't know. I do kind of like the idea of Russia building out their own internet. It's like, screw you guys. We're going to make our own internet with blackjack and hookers and vodka. So, I don't know.
I'm not really sure what the advantage would be at this point, though.
Trying to gain some measure of control. But even then, I mean, even if you did create two physically separate internets and get enough enforcement to actually keep it separate, because, I mean, go look up how many times a day people get around the firewall of China, for example. You know, shit like Tor. Tor would totally circumvent a lot of this stuff, because you're right, there'd still be linkages between the two. It'd be impossible with that many countries hooking up to avoid them. You know, worst case scenario, you'd end up somebody doing the same shit you used to see on the old BBS networks, and you just have people who sync up machines by bouncing them between the two networks every once in a while. So I don't know. I just don't see. I don't see it ever truly being separate, but it would cause a lot of problems for people if they spun up their own ICANN and reused a lot of the same number space. So next article, and the only reason it's in here is because it's absolutely fucking stupid. And I'm sure everyone has lots to say about this. YouTube is removing videos of people eating Tide Pods.
There were videos of people eating Tide Pods?
YouTube and Facebook are taking down clips of people eating Tide Pods detergent in an attempt to stop a dangerous new internet challenge among teenagers. The social media platforms announced that this is from TheHill.com. The social media platforms announced they will remove clips of users showing themselves eating the laundry packets due to health and safety concerns. You're eating soap. YouTube's community guidelines prohibit the content that's intended to encourage dangerous activities that has an inherent risk of physical harm, the spokesperson for Google said. The trend of eating the laundry detergent packets, known online as the Tide Pod Challenge, has led to numerous calls to the American Association of Poison Control. The office
report. Oh, fucking hell. My retarded weeboo child is eating soap.
The office reportedly received more calls about intentional exposures in the first 15 days of 2018 than in all of 2016. Tide's parent company, Procter & Gamble, said it was deeply concerned that enlisting celebrity influencers to stop the trend, including NFL star Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots. What the heck is going on, people?
Don't be retarded. I've had 8 concussions, and I still don't eat soap.
No, this is his actual, in the actual Tide video, he says, what the heck is going on, people? Use Tide Pods for washing, not eating.
Okay. Another case of Google Google on YouTube, don't they? Being a massive amount of hypocritical cunts. What happened when people were setting themselves on fire? There was no real call for those videos to be taken down. They don't care about your health and safety. This is an advertising campaign for fucking Tide. They don't care about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Tide doesn't care. They're making a sale, aren't they?
Exactly. They're enlisting celebrities to say, hey, don't stick soap in your mouth, kids, because a lot of other people are doing it. Like, this is the dumbest fucking...
No, are you? This is it. This October, it's happening. I don't care if you object. People are stupid enough to eat Tide Pods, we can get this to happen.
Madman, this is exactly why I've put an embargo on this. We are never doing it because if people will eat fucking soap, we will kill thousands.
Yes,
thousands.
Because ours isn't. It doesn't sound like something you shouldn't eat, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's completely safe. Hey, all natural. 100% all natural.
And the way I've designed ours is to be done in a shot glass. No.
So I just received a message from Balt. He said it's their fault for making them colorful and shaped like candy.
You know, even if they were brown and shaped like a dick, people would still do it. It's just people are that
people still
stupid.
Suck on cigars, don't they?
Exactly.
The words of Freud, a cigar is just a cigar.
I mean, you can tell people not to do poisonous things, and they will do it if they want to. I smoke cigarettes. I know they're killing me. I can see them killing me. Yet, I do it. You drink alcohol. You know the dangers of alcohol.
Yeah, getting drunk and waking up in a field and not knowing where the fuck you are.
Exactly. And under that small incision on your left-hand side and a big bag of ice... saying you have 24 hours.
That's more than alcohol, and usually there's a hooker involved.
It's like when you look down at both sides and go, huh, that's a problem.
Those were dicks. Those guys were really big dicks.
I got fucked in the side. Really? Bigger problems than a bit of cum. The people that do this is cross-promotion. This is the poisonous NFL poisonous dish soap. Just cross promotion.
People.
Oh, dude!
If you're gonna eat Tide Pods,
people are doing it in this country.
If you're gonna eat Tide Pods, live leak. Anyways.
Yeah, doing it in this country. No one knows who the New England Patriots captain is here in Australia. So, how's that going to affect us? So, really, it's a giant. Yeah, dickheads, keep eating it. We're making money. We just don't want you to film it.
They're going to get a footballer to do it in your country.
They could just get these YouTubers and, put ads on their the YouTube thing for soap and other household-related products.
Here's a list of things you don't eat. Tide, Ajax, bleach.
Of course you don't eat Ajax. You cut it up into the little lines and snort it, madman. What sort of fucking pleb are you? Yeah, and right after you use toilet duck as a body wash, because it's really good at a body wash. If it cleans porcelain, it's going to clean skin.
Oh, God.
And just remember, the burning means it's working.
Exactly.
And rockets now.
Imagine what it's like to pass a Tide Pod.
Oh, it's going to be pretty easy because it's all gooey.
Yeah, a foamy toilet finish. Hey. Wow, you get two jobs. One
toilet's clean.
Think of it. Yeah, twice as quick. You're actually helping mum by eating Tide.
If you have gas, do you fart bubbles?
We need to contact one of these YouTube kids.
How long did you shit bubbles?
I have questions. Oh, man.
Next article is from Torrent Freak. Transmission, one of the most commonly used BitTorrent clients, has a vulnerability that allows outsiders to gain control over people's computers. The flaw affects users who have remote control enabled with the default password. The vulnerability was revealed by a Google researcher who plans to disclose similar remote code execution flaws in other torrent clients as well. So if you turn on remote control and don't change the password, you might have other remote control your computer. Are we really calling that a vulnerability?
No, that's not a vulnerability. My Linksys router with the default password, that's not a vulnerability. That's me needing to change the default password.
So, apparently there's actually a remote code execution flaw, but you have to have a password. You have to have the password, and apparently a lot of people leave the default. Okay, I'm skimming the article a little bit farther because it's like, really? He even tried to submit a patch to them, and they haven't accepted it. So they're probably like us. They're like, well, yeah, it's the default password. I mean, duh. So little hint, kids, don't use the default passwords for anything.
Nuts.
Article from the Register. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Statistically, of Gmail users, only 1 in 10 are using two-factor authentication. People. Two-factor authentication is how you keep your accounts if somebody gets your passwords. Use it. No reason to read out.
Download it on your phone now.
You can download
it. Doesn't have their phone with you.
I don't know. Sometimes the line's in the other room, and I don't want to get up and get it, so I just don't log into my email. But
I was going to say, the answer is anyone who's planning to commit a crime, leave your phone at home. But short of that... You should always have your phone with you.
I think we established that rule in the uprisings in the Middle East. Never have your phone with you. By all means, Antifa should have at least 2 phones with them at all time.
So, yeah, they did a bunch of statistics and figured out that, yeah, almost nobody's using two-factor authentication. And it's just like, people, come on. You wonder why you keep having the fappening happen? That's why you have the fappening happen. So.
But the cloud's so safe.
You suck.
Anyways. So, let's see. Let's go ahead and move into this. I'm kind of powering through it because I just realized we've been shooting the shit for so long, I don't actually know how long we've been doing the show.
I have no idea.
And unfortunately, the software I'm using doesn't tell me how long I've been recording. So, yeah, I don't know. No idea.
We've definitely been on for over an hour.
Pretty sure. Well, we were talking for a while before we started, too, so I don't even know when we started. But I'm pretty sure if we're not at an hour, we're close. So... Anyways, the first up I have for Digital Dojo, I'm fairly certain I've linked this before, but it's been updated, so I think it's worth linking again, and that's privacytools.io. This is an entire website dedicated to helping you practice some good SecOps when you're on the internet. It's related to which countries participate in the Five Eyes, things like the NSA. So they've got a list of VPN providers that they say are good around the world. You know, do they have free trials? How many servers do they have? Where's their jurisdiction? So they've got a good, pretty good list of VPN providers that aren't bad. And scanning through it, most of the good ones are on there. They've got lists of people with warrant canaries, which is kind of funny. But they've got some recommendations for browsers, which Brave is now on that list. That's the one we looked at a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, maybe we should look at this again. It's got some tests in here to run, a whole bunch of add-ons for helping with your privacy. And, it's just a good collection of, you know, some things you can do to protect your privacy and how to, you know, be a little bit smarter on the internet. So I'm pretty sure I've pointed it out before, but, you know, let's go ahead and do it again. And then finally, for Digital Dojo tonight, I have... This article was useful to me, which is why I want to point it out. It's how to use VLC as a video cutting tool. So I've been playing around with gaming videos, right? And one of the problems I've noticed is most video editors, when you go to load an 6 or an 8 gig video file, they're not happy about it. I tried several, and none of them were particularly pleased about loading a file that big. So I needed a way to cut the video up into the clips I wanted so I could then go into the editor and do the fine trimming and assembly it. And it turns out VLC has this nice little recording feature in it so that you can just turn on advanced controls, and one of them at the bottom is a little recording icon. So it'll just drop it in your videos folder, and you can record little video clips out of big video clips. I assume this is how people are making like animated GIFs out of movie scenes and shit like that too. So, you know, there's tons of different uses for something like this, but it just happened to be extremely useful for me. So I thought I would go ahead and point this out for everybody else. And finally, I've got a couple of links from RU on, apparently EA is looking at, there's mobile technology has been using this whole listen to the microphone, determine what's going around, and behavior analytics. They've been collecting that data. It's been known that some apps are doing this shit, right? And So apparently one of the companies that does this has been approaching EA, trying to get them to include this kind of tracking technology in PC games. And so RU's got us an Imgur album with the actual PowerPoint slides in it. So we'll go ahead and throw these links in the chat room here. And he's got a video from Mr. Obvious. Go ahead, Aryu.
I recommend checking Mr. Obvious out. I've never met him, don't know him, anything like that. I just watch his stuff. He's a dry speaker, but as his name, Mr. Obvious, that's all his videos about. It's just, you know, things that we talk about. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, the guy does decent videos. They're pretty basic explain, but he explains this really, really well, breaks it down image by image, talks about it, and will fill you in, gives you the talking points. Does that make it sound better?
Yeah.
Video runs 15 minutes, so yeah, take some time out, check it out, have a look at it, some of his other stuff. I just find him entertaining.
So yeah, we're you know, just calling it the homework for So there's your homework for tonight. And that's kind of a scary concept, actually, because they're talking about you collecting all this data from people playing the game and using it to build, like, not just behavioral profiles, but, like, how you're feeling, you know, at that point in time.
They're using emotional psyops.
So they can market and shit to you. I mean, yeah, you think EA is bad with the loot boxes now. But, you know, the next time you log into Battlefront, and it's like, we're sorry your girlfriend left you. Here, we've got a special just for you on loot boxes. I mean...
Dude, that's so... That would just invoke the parenting fucking bond, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're having a bad day. Let me comfort you with some free shit. You know what I mean?
No. This is EA. It wouldn't be free.
Oh, yeah, half price. 75% off.
Here's a discount. Yeah. Of course, once people figured that out, they'd start gaming the algorithm. Like, you know, okay, where okay, let's stage the fight and play the recording so that we trigger the algo so I can get my loot boxes cheap.
There you go. There's some YouTube channel stuff coming up. You know, how to manipulate Battlefront.
And then after doing that for a couple of weeks, you know, Protective Services showed up and said, yeah, we're here on Suicide Watch.
Yeah, I mean, this is really, really creepy shit. Because when you really break it down, it's illegal to do this as a human, but it's not illegal if it's a computer doing it to a human. We've got some really weird laws we need to reconfigure.
Yeah, learn to use Linux, kids, because if you don't want your computer watching you more than you watch it, it might be time to learn.
Well, okay, Morps, think of it this way. I'm going to go a little bit dystopian with it.
Go for it.
This algorithm becomes free and open, or it gets leaked. How long before kids are going to use this algorithm on each other?
Oh, it'll be the next YouTube challenge video.
Yep. I just see this get into some really terrible shit. Because when you start emotionally manipulating someone, we're using fully like psychic...
psyop.
Social. I tried to get the way it's meant to be structured. Fuck it. Read a book. You'll figure it out. But you can really damage someone doing this shit. I know, because I can use it like that too. It's fun. I wonder if that guy at the pool's finished crying yet.
Yeah, they eventually dry up.
I'll tell you off air.
Have you been making friends and influencing people again?
I'll tell you off air. It's not something I want recorded. I still feel really bad about it to this day, because I never actually built the guy back up. I just left him broken.
Whoops. Knew I forgot something.
Yeah, left the gas on.
Fuck. All right. Madman, closing thoughts.
Really, really, really want to start a YouTube sensation and see what happens.
No, bad madman. No cookie.
You suck.
Are you?
I'm gonna watch some numbers pile up. Give me my hit points back, gosh dang.
My final thoughts is watch out for Madman around October.
October, April Fool's is coming up. It's like, here you go. It's April Fool's. Here's some psyops. Hope you don't kill yourself. God.
Tragedy.
That got dark.
Yeah. That's why we drink.
That didn't work. So, anyways, that's all I got for tonight. I can't promise we won't do psyops against you on the show, but I'm going to try really, really hard. And, yeah, listen to the stream. We're usually working on it. Of course, galaxy15radio.com. I'm Morps on Reddit. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me at the moment. At least I'll usually see that before I see anything else. Pure Decking every Thursday. The IRC. Who's still in the IRC? I've seen Cycros pop in and out several times. I think he's having connection issues. We have Cyberlard, Iron Angel, Madman, Sardonyx, and some asshole. Anyways, that's all I got for tonight. And unless anybody else has anything, I'm going to hit the Pac-Man sound.
I think Pac-Man should die.